Good morning, the president said, as if she meant it, a smile that revealed just a trace of her perfect teeth. Let's get right down to business. She reached outside of the holo field and someone handed her a leather folder. Rory had expected the Oval Office, but this was some other room. Oil paintings of the president's looking down from windowless walls. This is top secret. You may not discuss it with the media. A few days ago, the Secretary of Defense asked me to convene a secret cabinet meeting. Oh, no, Rory said, at the edge of audibility. Pauling looked up at her, but the president didn't seem to notice. About our preparedness for what amounts to an alien invasion. Clearly, we are not prepared, he admitted. But just as clearly, we can be. She looked around the room as if daring someone to speak. We reviewed your testimony on this and corroborating testimony of the National Science Foundation and the American Association for Science. The advancement of science, Pauling corrected. Thank you, Grayson. Simply put, we felt that you were well-meaning, but wrong. This is actually a political issue, not a scientific one. I mean, we wouldn't know about the danger without you scientists, true. But it is a political problem with a political solution. Which is to say military, Didi said, Miss President. Strategic. There's a time-honored distinction.
Strategic until you push the button, Pauling said. Then it's military.
And the reason for strategic preparedness is to prevent war. Miss President, Rory said, what are you going to use to scare these space aliens with? Nuclear weapons?
Better than that. She pulled a diagram from the folder. Though it uses a nuclear weapon for fuel.
The diagram was just a polar view of the Earth, with a dotted orbit surrounding it, about 4,000 miles up. There were three equidistant X's on the orbit. Each one of these three shuttles has a one-shot maser, microwave laser generator. It turns the power of a hydrogen bomb into a single blast of energy powerful enough to vaporize anything. At any given time, two of the three will cover any approach to Earth.
Boy, I hope they don't have four ships, Rory said.
What?
Miss President, if you were going to invade another planet, would you send just one ship?
Well, I'm sure we could put any number of these things in orbit.
On orbit, Pauling said. There are only three. Two of them aren't even...
You're always saying that, Grayson, as if you could be on an orbit the way you're on the street. I suppose we should make more.
You can't, he said. Even if it were legal, and it's not. They would be in violation of international law. You can't build these things in a month, no matter how much money you throw at the contractors.
I think there may be more someplace, she said expressionlessly.
I don't suppose they ever pass over France or Germany, the Chancellor said. Several times a day, Pauling said.
But that's immaterial, the president said. These point up, not down. And we've worked out the international aspects. The UN Security Council will be part of the decision-making process.
They point whichever way we want them to, Pauling said. And the UN's big red button doesn't have to be connected to anything. The president sighed.
You've always been such a good team player, Grayson, until this thing came up.
Pauling faced the others. I was the only cabinet member not in favor of this scheme, but then I'm the only one who knows an electron from his asteroid.
As I said, it's no longer a scientific problem. The science has been solved, but we still have our people to protect.
She was trying to look presidential, but was obviously pissed at Pauling. He had probably said he was going to behave.
Have they been orbited yet? Rory said, avoiding the in-orbit-slash-on-orbit controversy.
No, Dr. Bell, they're undergoing checks. They'll go up next week.
No matter what our advice is, Didi said. The governor cleared his throat and spoke for the first time.
Dean Whittier, with all due respect, the president and her cabinet have considered the scientific aspects of this, along with all others,
and come up with a wrong decision, Rory snapped. This is like children setting up a practical joke to surprise mommy when she comes through the door. She is not going to be amused.